Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe, and you're listening to Practical Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we hit the main subject, I want to let everyone know that autographed copies of my book are now available from my website. The URL is alexhaddix.com/book. Be certain to enter any custom inscription requests in the notes section of the checkout form. Okay, on to the main topic. As we enter the peak months of cold and flu season, we will be making more frequent trips to the local pharmacy. We must stay alert around pharmacies, perhaps even as much as ATM machines. Pharmacies are popular targets for bad guys looking to score drugs and cash. Another hot area that goes underreported by the media are veterinary clinics, but that's a subject for another show. Now, most of the attacks against pharmacies are burglaries after hours. However, robberies are common enough that we need to stay alert. Here's the tricky part. Not all pharmacies are standalone stores. Many large retailers and even grocery stores have embedded pharmacies. I'm talking about Costco, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Safeway, and a huge list of other retailers. This makes it really convenient for customers, especially those with children. You can drop off your prescription, do your shopping, and pick up your medicine on your way out. The key here is to always know your environment and potential hotspots. Pharmacies are just one of many. That'll do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in Deadtree, commonly known as paperback, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.